The National Hockey League playoffs are well underway. Tonight, my hometown Bruins face the Toronto Maple Leafs in the Leafs' backyard. It's the third game of that series. Then later on in the evening, the Dallas Stars welcome the Las Vegas Golden Knights for their second game. So the playoffs already, several close games, plenty of upset victories. So let's get the latest on the race to the Stanley Cup with the Athletics' Fluto Shinzawa. Hey there, Fluto.
Hi, Tiziana.
So you're in Toronto for the Bruins game. That series is tied. Tell us what to watch for tonight.
Well, probably the most unique thing about this series, Tiziana, is the fact that the Bruins are using a pure goalie rotation. It's usually what we see in the playoffs is that one team will ride one goalie throughout, and that is not the case. So the Bruins are going into uncharted waters in terms of rotating between Jeremy Swayman and Linus Allmark. Jeremy won in game one. He was perfect against Toronto during the regular season. So now he's 4-0-0 against Toronto, and he'll be going again in game three. He'll be going up against the best goal scorer in the league, Austin Matthews, 69 goals during the regular season, scored the game winner in game two against the Bruins. So yes, all tied up. Swayman versus Matthews, away we go in Toronto.
Drama. All right, let's pull back and look at the broader picture of the playoffs, Fluto. The Carolina Hurricanes, they look to be the top contenders for the final. They're already up 2 in their series against the New York Islanders, thanks to their strong defense. Who do you see as their potential challengers overall, if anyone?
Yeah, right now, in terms of a team that's also won its first two games, Florida Panthers. They play a little bit different style than Carolina. They're a little heavier, a little physical, a little meaner. So there's different flavors, if you will, in terms of the styles of play that Carolina and Florida play. But the Panthers are a very deep, complete team. Nobody that you want to play against in terms of the opposition because of how hard they play. And they're getting terrific goaltending from Sergei Bobrovsky. And they've got 2 wins against Tampa Bay Lightning, who won 2 cups recently in their previous history. So Florida's off to a good start. Carolina off to a good start. They look like they're on a collision course in terms of the Eastern Conference final, those two teams right now.
So the Washington Capitals actually had one of the sport's biggest stars in Alex Ovechkin, but he's looked out of sorts lately. Do we know why? Just a couple sentences on that, Fluto.
38 years old, Tiziana. This is a guy that there's a lot of miles on that one. Now, granted, historical player, best scorer of his generation, but we also have to remember that this is a team in the Washington Capitals that was not very good. They scored 37 goals fewer than they allowed, which is hard to do if you're a playoff team. So we look at the opponent, New York Rangers, top seed in the East against the worst seed in the East in terms of Washington. I think that's why we're seeing Ovechkin struggle in terms of his goal scoring.
Okay, so Fluto, in the West, the favorite is Dallas. They play tonight. They lost their first game at home on Sunday. In a word, are they going to get upset?
Well, you look at the opponent, Tiziana, it's Vegas, the defending Stanley Cup champions. They know how to win. They've added a few new players in Noah Hanifin and Tomas Hertl. They got back one of their injured players, Mark Stone, from a lacerated spleen, of all things, their captain. So they're going in pretty much at full strength. So Vegas, they know how to win. Defending champions, I like them to come out of the West terms of competing against Colorado.
Let's do it. Fluto Shinzawa of The Athletic, thank you.
Okay.